nonprofits? Let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor discuss the most important part of nonprofit fundraising, mission-first fundraising, and how this significantly impacts an organization's potential to raise money. Let's get right into it.
I'm more excited to talk about something that definitely does not get overlooked in our world. And we really, really appreciate it when we have colleagues and partners and folks in the industry talk about this first. And it always has to come first, we believe, right? It supersedes everything. It supersedes how much is the food? How much is that item? How much, what about this donation? Yeah. It's all about, tell us what it's about, man.
Well, mission first fundraising. What does that mean? Mission first fundraising. So, in the world of raising money, there's a couple of things that happen, I think, a lot. And I'm talking about actually doing the fundraiser at the fundraiser where we're doing it. We get caught up in dollars and cents and exchange and what we're getting. I'll give you a great example. Let's talk about being.
I said, I hope you're going to use the example I'm thinking about, brother. The one we were talking about yesterday, where it's like, what's going to be served for lunch? Yeah, what's going to be served for lunch?
Here's the way, if let's just say that you're trying to get a title sponsor and you go to this organization and you're talking to them about what it's going to do. And you say, they say, what's your title sponsorship? What's it going to cost? $25,000. And they say, mm-hmm. Well, what am I going to get for that? Well, you're going to get the knowledge that you had the life impact of 100 children who whatever your mission is. You're going to send, 25 kids to camp that wouldn't get to go. The thing is we're tying it back to the mission. It's mission first fundraising. Yep. If we get into an exchange and negotiation, because you can't negotiate that.
Nope.
You can't negotiate. Well,
it's non-negotiable.
Now, this is what this money does. This is what it gets. All the things like I'm going to get a table with 10 tickets, we get the VIP lounge, we get, our name up on the overhead, the big banner, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's just additional stuff. That's not about the mission. That's the extras that they get, because what they really get is the knowledge that they had an impact in whatever it was. And when we do that, it changes the whole dynamics.
100%.
Because
it's a mind shift, right? I mean, honestly, when you're speaking to it, right? When you're talking to these people, it has to be a complete shift in your focus and your mindset, right?
Well, yeah, because, I'm going to use a silent auction. Somebody goes, I've heard auctioneers say this. I've heard somebody say this, and I'm sure somewhere in the past 30 years I've done it. Oh my gosh, this thing is worth $5,000. I can't believe you're only bidding $2,500 on it. That has nothing to do with that. That's the worst thing, because then you're trying to get people to buy something because it's a good deal and it's very it's transactional. It's not impactful. Instead of saying, ladies and gentlemen, this item, every $1,000 this brings is going to have an effect on, five people or whatever it is, whatever the mission is, how's it going to do it? And that's a different ask. Doing it. Kevin Trout, we had a guy, Kevin Trout, on the other day on the podcast, and he was talking about he sold 10 trips for $10,000 and never, not one time, it didn't even matter about what the trip was. Yeah. It did. I mean, the trip was important, but he was selling impact. They were selling the mission. Yeah. They were selling what they were there
to
give for.
How many people they can help. Yeah.
And
he tells stories. He does really well.
Start getting into a deal. In the funny trip you're talking about, we had a friend of ours reach out to us, and he was asking about the train ride of a certain trip that we have. And I'm thinking, why does it even matter?
If the train ride's solid, we've sent a lot of people on it. Are they serving eggs or chicken salad?
That wasn't even the trip. It wasn't even about that. The trip's just, it's an excursion to Ireland. And there's a part of it is you have to get there by train. And they're like, well, is the train going to have this or that or the other? Well, we're talking, what does it matter?
Yeah.
Because the deal is how much money are we going to make with this trip that's going to impact our mission?
There we go.
And I think that's where the whole mission first fundraising comes from. And it makes a difference in everything. We do we recommend doing a golden ticket raffle. It's $10,000. We want to tell people that's going to help 10 kids go to camp, 100 tickets, $100, all this stuff.
I'll tell another example. Someone said, well, the three trips that you have on there, the three destinations, one of them, the committee doesn't like. And then you and I talked and we said, well, what does it matter? There's two other ones that they do. And we're not talking about the fact that it can raise you $10,000. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's a you have to train yourself and discipline yourself to focus on those things.
Most of the time, whenever we do this, we never, the nonprofit, they don't even ask us about the trips that are on there, because all they're focused on is raising money for the mission.
They trust the experience is going to be solid, obviously, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I understand. I think you got to vet some, you do have to vet your stuff out.
For sure.
But I mean, yeah. But when it comes to actually asking people for the money, you're just saying, you know, they may ask you a specific thing about it because they're buying, because they have a, it's, they're asking, I want this. I want to help the deal. Can you tell me, you know, is it for four people or is it just for two people? That's kind of, that's a different kind of question.
I get it. Yep.
But you know, it's like, a silent auction. You know, I said, you go out there and put a gift certificate and you've got, let's say you got a whole basket of gift cards and mm-hmm. they put the value of $500 on it. I said, why would you even do that? Well, that's what it is, but it doesn't matter. You know, mm-hmm. feed a college kid for 6 months, you know, or for a month or whatever. And you just have a bunch of stuff and put it out there, because that's the idea of what is it, your mission, this, what is this money going to do? What's the impact it's going to have? It's not about what they get. It's what they give, because if all I'm concentrating is what I'm getting, well, that's the low rung donor.
Once again, it's transactional.
Yeah. Because I'm only focused on what I'm getting, not what I'm giving. And I haven't connected.
This is really prevalent in the business world, because everyone's always talking about, everyone's always talking about in a good way, because it's bringing it to the forefront. It's less transaction based and more relationship based, right? We even talk about that when you're trying to find, you know, new donors and making large asks and things of that nature and cultivating those relationships. But it's the same thing in this space. And in this context, where we have to move away from the transactional-based mindset, we have to move away from that. And the thing of it is, what you have is you actually have a perfect antidote to that. You have a perfect story. You have a perfect pitch. You have a perfect reason. And the reason is your impact. That's why it works. If you always go back, it's just like, I don't know where to go. My compass. I don't know where to go. Go back to impact. I don't know about this or how much money. Impact.
Yeah, it's about
the impact.
What is the impact on your mission? It's your mission, and what's the impact on that mission? If I can get you to understand that, for if you get, you know, separate yourself from a $500, it's not about, you know, the thing that you're going to receive. You know, it's about what that $500 is going to do, and I talk about it, and I'm reminding everybody, and I'm telling about it. That's what you're going to do, because then you're going to give yourself permission to go ahead and do it anyway.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You're giving yourself the agency to do that time in and time out.
Because then I've been given the agency to go above and beyond. I don't have to give what the value is or a good deal. You know, well, you know, it's a $100 gift card. That's $50. Sure, I'll give $60. If you've done the right deal, the thing ought to bring $500.
Well, that's why those trays full of Fireball you talk about at events. It's like, buy a tray. It's $1,000. We're gonna send a kid to camp. Everyone that buys a tray, we're sending a kid to camp.
Yeah, you know well, I've not seen it done for $1,000, but I've seen it for $250. $250 for
$7 worth of Fireball.
Eight shots. It's not even that much. It's eight shots of Fireball. That's probably 25 cents a pop.
There you go.
I mean, and people. This is black tie, super formal. Everybody's raising their hand. They weren't sitting there going, that's a ridiculous amount of money.
Do you see?
Okay. Yes. Wine's a perfect example. People go, we've done it. You know, you go to a restaurant and you pay $200 for a bottle of wine that you know only costs $75 at the store, but you still do it because you wanted it, because it wasn't the value. It wasn't, you know, well, I, that's just
it
a
was
lot
the
of money.
Experience.
It's the experience and the knowing that what I'm going to get out of it, you know, what I'm going to get back. Well, in this case, the impact is, you're going to go change somebody's life, and ever you create that mission moment. Okay,
there you go. There you go.
But do it in everything. That's
every
the thing.
Conversation.
Everybody
conversation.
Talks about they want to do it with the fund to need or some, you know, where they're doing that. I'm like, if I'm selling a sponsorship to somebody, the first thing I'm going to say is they're going to what do I get for $50,000? You get to know that you've sent 50 kids to camp.
Yeah, we're going to give you some social media shine, but I'll tell you what, you are going to.
Nobody cares about that.
Yeah,
I'm telling you that whole thing, because if you make it about that, then it becomes about that. And it's
very transactional.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing how those two bleed. It's amazing how those two bleed into each other. Like the stuff that we hear on things that you and I listen to on a regular basis about, like, we're big on cultivating relationships. We're not big on transactions. We don't assign transactions to people or organizations. And it's worked so splendidly for us in our business life and our personal life. And it's just amazing how it marries into how we're talking about focusing on the mission in the goals that you have for your organization in the nonprofit world. You know, it's amazing.
Well,
how they marry
together. it's a thing. Like
we see it.
About,
we
well,
see it.
But I mean, we came, you know, we both came from, you know, sales backgrounds, you know, and doing all this stuff in previous life, early life, where, you know, it was about numbers and about that stuff.
Totally.
And we had, you know, we had success, but it's nothing compared, you know, once you understand it's about relationship and creating those relationships because of everything that comes out of it. And that's the same thing with donors. You can get somebody off the street and they buy something for 50% of the value. You may never see them again.
Totally.
But if you get somebody to give twice the cost, twice what it's worth, and they know the impact that that donation, that gift, that purchase had, they're going to be connected to the organization forever because you've made it emotional. You've made it personal. Yeah. You've made it done. It's not transactional in a thing. So
in the best way, the best possible way.
So mission first.
Good stuff.
Mission first.
Yeah, we'll continue having this conversation. It's something that comes up so much. Jason has taught me to make this at the forefront of everything. But I just think, we just keep on pushing this conversation and giving folks the agency and the permission to do the same with every conversation that you have. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
Hey, if you want more on it, hit Trevor@HGAFundraising.com. Jason at HGAFundraising.com. We'll be glad to talk to you about it, about how you can make your mission first.
Exactly. All right. Awesome. Thanks, brother.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at @HGAFundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.